Welcome to St. Andrew Lutheran Church and Merry Christmas. We're so thankful that you're here to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus. I have a few announcements I just want to share with you before we begin. Tonight is about God's message of love for the world. So we'll be sharing communion. And at St. Andrew, we practice an open table, which means that if you desire communion, you are welcome to receive it. When the ushers lead you forward at that time, you'll be invited to take a piece of bread and to dip it in the wine, and you'll receive both elements at once. And there will be a gluten-free and bread and grape juice station that's just up here by where the bell tables are. If you'd prefer a blessing, you can come forward with your arms across your chest. And if you prefer to not come forward and stay in place, as per your tradition, that is also understandable. If you find it difficult to come forward for communion because of mobility issues and you'd like communion brought to you, please let an usher know, and the ushers will let us know to help you receive communion in place. Tonight, we're lucky to have the support of the Marathon County Sheriff's Office, and so you'll notice the traffic flow when you leave, and you'll take north on Partridge and simply follow the signs through the neighborhood, and that will create a left turn further down on North Mountain Road, County Road, double N. I'm sure a bunch of you can commiserate with us on that one. As always, use your best judgment about what is safe for you. We will worship again tomorrow, Christmas morning at 9:30, but we will not be having worship on Thursday of this week. And finally, I was so pleased to receive this message earlier today from our companion church from Zeerust, South Africa. And they write, "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ at St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please receive greetings of blessings of his coming from Zeerust Lutheran Church. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May his coming strengthen us in our journey together. Sincerely, Benjamin and the people of Zeerust Lutheran Church in South Africa." And they will come to be with us in June, so we're so excited to celebrate there as they come, and they'll be with us in our 40th year of ministry at St. Andrew. But now let's stand together and sing our gathering song, "O Come All Ye Faithful." Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Let us pray. God of light and hope, of stars and surprises, open our eyes to your glory and our hearts to your presence, that we may respond with joy to the angel's song, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated as we hear from God's word.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Please join me, us, in the reading of Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations and God's wonders among all peoples.
For great is the Lord, and great is to be praised.
As for all the gods of all the nations, they are but idols, but you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord in all the earth.
Heaven above among the nations, the Lord is King, the one who made the world so firm that it cannot be moved, will judge the peoples of heaven.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder, and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful, and all that there is in. You will judge the world with righteousness and the people with your truth.
Mm-hmm.
is about how God might have planned for the plot of Christmas to take place. And so since we're all children, we'll all get to watch the story in video form this year. And if you can't see quite well and you want to bring your mom or your dad or your bigger brother or sister up down front, you are welcome to do that as we watch An Unexpected Christmas.
What we might say if we could pull back the curtain of time to that very first Christmas. If we could, I imagine the story began in heaven, something like this. God was looking over heaven's balcony one day, shaking his head at all the wrong things people were doing down on earth.
Oh man, this isn't quite how I had my eyes on my created earth. I feel so far away from my kids down there.
What?
It's just hard to be friends with people when you don't like what they're doing. I think it's time.
Time for what, Lord?
Time for us to step in.
Shall we raise the army, Lord? Take a single lesson?
No, I don't think we should an army. Maybe just one person.
What the?
Brilliant! They won't be expecting that!
Lord, we're sending just one person. Let it be someone very powerful and very strong. Because there's tons of people down there.
No, they don't have to be strong. They'll be going as a newborn baby.
A newborn baby?
Brilliant! They won't be expecting that.
Lord, this plan is rather risky. A newborn human baby is small and weak. This baby must be born to people who protect him. Maybe a great ruler or mighty king?
Actually, I was thinking I could send it to a young peasant girl whose heart is beautiful and full of courage.
A peasant girl?
Brilliant! They won't be expecting that!
My lord, I see you're planning to take Earth by surprise. No one will be expecting a newborn baby born to a humble villager. But what good can a baby do?
This will not just be any baby. I'm sending in the Prince of Heaven in disguise.
The Prince of Heaven?
Lord, this is too risky. Sending the prince in disguise as a tiny baby, born not to kings, but to humble villagers. Surely our prince cannot be born in a cottage. He must be born in a palace.
You're right. He shouldn't be born in a cottage.
You.
He'll be born in a stable.
A stable? Surrounded by animals? Who will hide?
Brilliant! They won't be expecting that!
Lord, how will all the people know he's there? What if they don't notice?
Those who are looking will find him, and his mission will bring all people closer to me, even if they do something really wrong. When the prince is done, nothing will get between them and my love.
Can we leave some clues for the people looking? Like in the stars?
Clues in the stars? Sure, why not? We can make one huge one that points to him.
God looked at their hopeful faces, and his heart was touched by their love for the prince.
All right, you can sing.
Yay!
But not in front of the whole world. That would just be weird. And no kings or rulers.
How about we sing for some shepherds?
That's a lonely job.
Those blokes could do with some cheering up.
Brilliant. They won't be expecting that.
When the angel came to her, there was one main angel called Gabriel. He was just a boy angel.
She had wings and she was all white.
The angel said, "You're gonna have a special baby." And it was God's son. She was quite excited.
A bit scared.
And she was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have the Son of God. And then she was like, I can't, I'm not married and stuff.
Joseph, he was a builder. Mary told Joseph that she was having a baby called Jesus and it was God's son.
He's like, what?
Then Joseph saw the angel in a dream.
I think Joseph was really scared. And then they went to Bethlehem.
On a donkey.
It'd be quite hot. She had a baby in her tummy and she would have been really heavy.
He said,
can we stop anywhere with these houses?
They had to try and find somewhere for Mary to have the baby.
They went around a whole neighborhood.
No, there's no space.
Everyone said no in an angry voice because it was the middle of the night.
I said no!
The last innkeeper, he said, yeah, there's a barn type thing around the back.
They had to go to a barn and have their baby.
It has sheets.
It was like all hay and animal poop and sheep and things.
Mary put baby Jesus in one of those troughs.
They call the baby Jesus, and they loved him. And he has two daddies, God and Joseph. They both needed to look after the baby.
The angel told the shepherds to follow the star. There was three kings. They followed the star all the way to where Jesus was born.
When they get to the stable, they give Jesus the presents.
And then they got some angels as visitors too. And then there was a giant star. Everyone was there.
Then there was a party.
It helps to see it, doesn't it? Kind of an odd story, but one of the things that I really liked about that particular version, and there are lots of different versions, and there are lots of different things that I liked about it, but the thing that I liked is that as the angels are in heaven contemplating this great big plan for salvation, several of the angels were eating cupcakes. I don't know if heaven will be like that or if there will be cupcakes, but it made me think of tiny things that bring us good news of great joy. Small moments in life that bear good news for us. Like a smile from a stranger or laughter with a friend. And tonight, for just a little while, we bask in the light of the message that it all conveys. This is the rather brilliant message at the heart of the Christmas story. And it can be summed up in three words. God loves you. Whether you live under a bridge, or in an apartment, or in a house with a family, or if you're on your own, God loves you. Whether you make $1 million a year, or you struggle to make ends meet, God loves you. Whether I see you here every week, or just maybe perhaps one or two times a year, God loves you. God's love doesn't depend on our ability to remain without sin or to live perfect lives or to keep our houses clean and raise children who always act the way that we want them to. It doesn't depend on how smart we are or what we know. It doesn't depend on us at all. God loves you. And the proof we have of that lies in a manger. In the Christmas story, all signs point to Jesus. So whenever or wherever we stray from God, God's love brings us back. The Holy Spirit points us back to Jesus, who is the ultimate sign of God's love. And the good news is that God's love shows up in ways that are unexpected, not cupcakes in heaven, not in powerful rulers or mighty warriors, but in a powerless infant. Not to royal parents or in a royal household, but to a poor young couple in a stable. Brilliant. Jesus' entire humble life focused on reaching out to people who were searching and hurting to tell them that they were loved by God and that they belong. He spent his life making sure that people knew that he could bring them life and a more meaningful life lived in God's love, carrying the promise that God is with us no matter what we are going through. And then he died for us so that we might see and believe that Christ is the way and the truth and the life, taking on our sins so that we might be seen as righteous in God's eyes, bringing healing to our broken relationship with God. So as we celebrate the birth of Christ this night, think back on this year. When and where was the Holy Spirit pointing you home to Christ? When and where did you most feel the light? When and where did you find the face of Christ, the light of Christ, in the eyes of someone else? These are good questions to ponder as we face the coming of 2020, knowing that every day of this last year, God was with us and loved us. If life is ever overwhelming, know that this place, St. Andrew, is a place you can come to hear about that love, to see the face of Christ in those who gather together, and experience the wonder and the mystery of what it means to be beloved children of God. Together we can look at the manger and at the cross. And remind ourselves that we are not alone and that God truly and deeply loves us. And so Al, as Linus famously once said, lights please. And as we hear from Christ, or from the good news, from the gospel, I would invite you to find your little unexpected multicolored light and turn it on. Because these were easier to do than 500 cupcakes. And in the warmth of this color and light, and in the presence of God's love and one another, let us hear from God's word and sing the story of great love shared for us in the gospel. A reading from Luke.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in fields
keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
So when they went with haste, they found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had happened, been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Jesus, before whom the Magi laid their gifts, whom humble shepherds worshipped, accept our praises as we celebrate your birth at Bethlehem. We ask that, as we remember your birth on earth, so our hearts will be illuminated with the brightness of your true, true light. Jesus Christ our Lord, born in us this day, hear us, O God.
Mercy.
Prince of Peace, born among us, as we share together the most profound mystery of your birth among us, so we pray that you would fill us with your peace.
Pour into our hearts that peace which we so desperately seek and which you alone can give.
May we live as children of the same Heavenly Father, willing to share our love for you and also to listen to the faith of others, that together your people may be one.
Awaken in our hearts love and gratitude for all that you have done for us, and may our joyful hearts share in the message of the angels to all humankind. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great.
We remember those for whom Christmas will be difficult. Lord Jesus, you were laid in a humble manger because there was no room for you in the inn.
Have mercy, we pray, on all who cannot share our happiness this Christmas time. We are mindful of the poor and the hungry, the sick and those separated from the ones they love.
By your love poured out at Bethlehem, guard, guide, and comfort those whom we pray this night. Hear us, O God.
So may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be with us and with all this Christmas. This we ask through Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another. We receive our gifts and offerings.
Holy God,
Your beauty shines forth from the manger, and your love flows from the cross.
As you gather us around these signs of your love, come among us.
Warm us to extend your care among the hungry and all in need.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This is Christ's table. It is open to all. You may be seated.
Please stand as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bless you and keep you always in his grace. Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us, now and forever. Amen. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We're going to sing our sending hymn, but maybe with a twist, because these are so cool. So if you want to turn your lights back on, we'll sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, and we'll celebrate the birth of Jesus together. Good news. Thanks be to God.